All right, so I'm going to Hangout Fest. Pretty excited about it. My girlfriend Anna, she got us two tickets, and then my cousin Jen is like, "Hey, I'm gonna get a free hotel room," and that worked out pretty well. Saved probably about, you know, $150 a night, $300 for $450 for a hotel room, and then you get to witness Outkast reunite for one of their 40 shows. You get to see the Black Keys stand up on stage and be kind of underwhelming. I like the Black Keys. I like their music. But their stage presence is something, I don't know. Maybe they're really technical. Maybe they're really concentrating. But I don't really see them rocking out too hard. I wish they would go into solos, maybe embellish some of their songs a little more. But, I mean, they sound great. I don't know. The Killers, I'm surprised they're so high on the list. Jack Johnson, don't really care. Queens of the Stone Age, pretty freaking excited about that. It's my favorite band. It'll be the second time I see them this year after we go see them in Houston. Pretty Lights, they make the Wub Wubs. Avett Brothers, don't really know. And then Modest Mouse. Then you have Modest Mouse, which is on my list of bands I must see if they come within, you know, few hundred miles. So that right there is enough for me to go to Hangout Fest between Queens and Modest Mouse. Then you have the greatest live show on earth, the Flaming Lips, launching balloon balls and confetti and hamster balls and aliens and Santa Claus all over the place. Then you have a few rap artists that could be good, could be terrible. Wiz, Childish Gambino. And then everything else after that is nothing too much. So I guess nothing I know too much about. Andrew WK, that's going to be freaking awesome. He's going to play the hell out of that little baby piano. But I like to tell people I'm excited about Dugas. I don't know who they are, but they're the last name on the list. And apparently, you know, if you know a bunch of obscure bands, it's pretty cool. Right? Ooh. Diarrhea Planet. Maybe I'll make an appearance. But overall, I mean, the freaking headliners and the lineup is outstanding. And I can't wait to go. So we will see that in May. Till then, later.